This is Dr. Michael Wilkes reporting from Rwanda, East Africa. You probably didn't notice, but last Saturday was Umuganda in Rwanda. Umuganda is a mandatory community service day that is taken very seriously around here. Locals can get a ticket and a fine for not participating. The event lasts from 8 in the morning until noon on the last Saturday of each month. All able-bodied persons above the age of 18 and below 65 are expected to volunteer in community work. People work to pick up litter, build schools, repair roofs, clear ground, and dig latrines. Those with special skills, such as doctors and veterinarians, often offer free care on that day. By law, public transit, shops, restaurants, grocery stores, and all other establishments are closed. Each community has a manager, or umudugudu, who selects the projects and coordinates volunteers. Umuganda is not just a source of free labor. It really is about rebuilding communities torn apart by a massive genocide. But the tradition of Umuganda goes back generations. While laws in Rwanda are strict and plentiful, for example, no plastic bags, no walking on median strips, no bare feet in public, required use of helmets on all motorcycles, and the like, the country's health has benefited greatly. From my perspective, people here do not seem to participate in Umuganda out of fear of breaking the law. Rather, they seem guided by a genuine desire to help. It is wonderful watching people from all walks of life work together. Is there some reason that we couldn't do this in the U.S.? Think of the barriers that would be broken down if the public all worked together on community projects. What might happen if people begin to talk and listen to each other about issues that mattered? While we're on the topic of national events focused on Rwandan service, today is Heroes Day. The day is not about one or two heroes, but about remembering the service provided by women and children and men surrounding this generation's second greatest genocide. One group that deserves special attention is a group of high school students who, in 1994, refused to identify their classmates' ethnicity to a band of angry rebels who were on a rampage to kill all Tutsis. The students' refusal led to the rebels killing all the students, both Hutus and Tutsis. These were indeed brave high school students. Rwanda is a nation engaged in healing, but we can all learn something from their sense of community and their effort to learn from the past. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes in Kigali, Rwanda.